Good morning. This is Linda Morris on the Vital Balance information call. And we have the amazing new True Elements Marine Organic Skincare, and it's EcoCert Organic. A lot of people do not understand or know what EcoCert is. It's a French organization that certifies organic products, and it's the highest certification for body care, natural and organic cosmetics in the world. So I actually went on their website. I have become familiar with it because Nikan has our first True Elements skincare that came out in 2007 was EcoCert Organic. So that was my first introduction to EcoCert. So I'm going to read just a little bit about what they are and who they are and what they require, because it's really, really awesome. It's such a gift to have a whole body and skincare line of products that are EcoCert Organic, because you cannot find a line that is complete like this at the mall or, well, just about anywhere else. And if you did, it would be outrageously expensive. So Nikan did an outstanding job to come out with this entire line that is actually just one piece of this line is what another product in our entire line that costs what the cost of one, like a serum, would be. That is EcoCert Organic that's in Europe. So very, very lucky and privileged to have access to these products at such an amazing price. So EcoCert Group. And you can actually go on EcoCert.com and find this yourself. Although I emailed it to you, so it's even easier. Natural and organic cosmetics. EcoCert was the very first certification body to develop standards for natural and organic cosmetics. Introduced in 2003, the specification was drawn up in conjunction with all stakeholders in the value chain, experts, suppliers, manufacturers, distributors, consumers, and development organizations. EcoCert currently supports and guides more than 1,000 companies through their certification processes. The basic principles of the EcoCert standard to ensure an environmentally friendly cosmetic product. The EcoCert standard lays down, 1, the use for ingredients derived from renewable resources, manufactured by environmentally friendly processes in EcoCert, therefore checks the absence of GMOs, parabens, ethanol, nanoparticles, silicone, PEG, PEG, synthetic perfumes and dyes, animal-derived ingredients, unless naturally produced by them, such as milk and honey. The biodegradable or recyclable nature of the packaging. 2, a minimum threshold of natural ingredients from organic farming to be reached to obtain certification. For both labels, EcoCert standard imposes that a minimum of 95% of the total ingredients come from a natural origin. So 95% have to be from a natural origin. For the natural and organic cosmetic label, a minimum of 95% of all plant-based ingredients in the formula and a minimum of 10% of all ingredients by weight must come from organic farming. For the natural cosmetic label, a minimum of 50% of all plant-based ingredients in the formula and a minimum of 5% of all ingredients by weight must come from organic farming. Some ingredients very frequently found in cosmetics, water, salts, and minerals cannot be certified as organic because they are not sourced from farming. For example, shampoos and some creams, mostly composed of water, contain between 10% and 40% organic ingredients and always 95% natural ingredients. An essential oil, which does not contain water, can be made up to 100% organic ingredients. 3, on-site audit is performed by an EcoCert auditor. So that is some of the highlights on EcoCert. And then I actually went to the Toxic 12 list that Susan Jeske used this when she first introduced the original True Elements line. And becoming aware of the Toxic 12 list. Aging is not just the way we look, but more importantly, it's the degenerative diseases which prematurely change our life. Breast cancer, depression, obesity, birth defects, heart disease, hormone disruption, memory loss, ADD. The following are the worst of the worst toxic carcinogenic list commonly found in most skin and personal care products. Each is directly linked to one or more of the above conditions. Benzoyl peroxide, frequently used in acne products. The MSGS states facilitates actions of known carcinogens, possible tumor promoter. They act as a mutagen, produces DNA damage in human and other mammal cells in some concentrations. Also, toxic by inhalation, may be harmful if swallowed and in contact with the eyes or skin. Eye, skin, and respiratory irritants. DEA, MEA, and TEA. This foam booster is a skin eye irritant and causes contact dermatitis. Easily absorbed through the skin to accumulate in body organs and in the brain. Repeated use resulted in major increases of liver and kidney cancer. Dioxin. Won't appear on an ingredient list, often contained in antibacterial ingredients like triclosan, emulsifiers, PEGs, and ethyloxylated cleansers like sodium lauryl sulfate. Dioxin causes cancer, reduced immunity, nervous system disorders, miscarriages, and birth deformity. It's a hormone-disrupting chemical with toxic effects measured in the parts per trillion. One drop in 300 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Wow. Our bodies have no defense against this damage. Most visible example was Yushchenko, the Ukrainian president who suffered from dioxin poisoning and looked old overnight. Ooh, we don't want any part of that. DMDM, hydantoin, and urea. Just two of many preservatives that often release formaldehyde, which may cause joint pains, cancer, skin reactions, allergies, depression, headaches, chest pains, ear infections, chronic fatigue, dizziness, and loss of sleep. Exposure may irritate the respiratory system, trigger heart palpitations or asthma, aggravate coughs and colds. FD&C, color and pigments. Synthetic colors from coal tar contain heavy metal salts that deposit toxins in skin, causing skin sensitivity and irritation. Absorption can cause depletion of oxygen and death. Animal studies show almost all are carcinogenic. Parabens, methyl, butyl, ethyl, and propyl parabens, used as preservatives and aren't always labeled parabens. They're used in deodorants and antiperspirants and been found in breast cancer tumors. Parabens, as xenoestrogens, hormone disruptors, may contribute to sterility in male mice and humans. Estrogen-like activity causes hormone imbalance in females and early puberty. PEG, PEG, polyethylene glycol, made by exfoliating propylene glycol. Dangerous levels of dioxin have been found as a product of the ethyl exhalation process. PEGs are in everything, including personal care, baby care, and sunscreens. Phthalates. Xenoestrogens are commonly found in many products, usually not listed on labels. Health effects include damage to liver, kidneys, birth defects, decreased sperm count, and early breast development in girls and boys. Propylene glycol, PG, and butylene glycol. Petroleum plastics act as surfactants, wetting agents, solvents. EPA considers PG so toxic it requires protective gloves, clothing, goggles, and disposal by burying. Because PG penetrates skin so quickly, EPA warns against skin contact to prevent brain, liver, and kidney abnormalities. There is no warning label on products where concentration is greater than in most industrial applications. Sodium lauryl sulfate, SLS, and sodium lauryl sulfate, SLES, detergents and surfactants that pose serious health threats. Used in car washes, car floor cleaners, engine degreasers, and 90% of personal products that foam. Animals exposed to SLS experience eye damage, depression, labored breathing, diarrhea, severe skin irritation, even death. SLS may also damage skin's immune system by causing layers to separate, inflame, and age. Sunscreen chemicals, benzophenone. Oh, you guys got it. You can read it. TABA are commonly used ingredients that are known to free radical generators and are believed to damage DNA or lead to cancers. triclosan, synthetic antibacterial ingredient with chemical structure similar to Agent Orange. EPA registers it as a pesticide posing risk to human health and environment. Classified as a fluoroethanol, chemical suspected of causing cancer in humans. Tufts University School of Medicine says triclosan is capable of forcing the emergence of superbugs it cannot kill. I think those are already starting to emerge, those superbugs. So, on the back side of that, or the second page, is the personal care product inventory. Start thinking about how many products and chemical ingredients you use on a daily or weekly basis. People are often surprised by how many they use. So I ask you guys that have already printed this off to play along. How many personal care products do you use every day? Jot down your first guess right off the top of your head. So just think, how many personal care products do you think you use every day? Now think about it more carefully. Place a check next to the products that you use in your daily routine. There is no judgment attached to any of this. Do not feel bad about how many you use or don't use. This is only an exercise. Toothpaste, mouthwash, soap, facial cleanser, shaving gel, or cream. And I have to tell you, I have looked at the label. I've been looking at labels for, well, a long time. The only shaving cream I found that does not have mineral oil in it, which is one of our toxic 12, is the Nivea for Men. It's a white can. It's the only one. And then another one that actually has the it's actually what I use. Intuition, that's what it's called. It actually has like the shaving gel built into the blades for women. I guess men might be able to use it, but I have looked at so many cans, and it's just amazing. Mineral oil is something you really want to avoid because it traps the skin from losing moisture. So it blocks it. Kind of like our, like the bisphosphonate drugs actually prevent the calcium from leaving the bone. Well, that means the calcium can't get into the bone, so that's really bad, right? Well, mineral oil does the same thing to our skin. It traps the moisture in, which is supposed to make you more hydrated, but it also doesn't let it out. So that actually causes problems where people are not able to sweat. They're not able to detox. That's part of our natural process is to sweat and get rid of those toxins. So once again, you got to read your labels. Body wash, exfoliating wash, shampoo, conditioner, body lotion or cream, facial toner, face lotion, foundation, blush or bronzer, eyeliner, eyeshadow, mascara, lip liner, lipstick or lip gloss, lip balm, setting powder, cologne, perfume or spray, hair gel, hair mousse or gel, hairspray, hair smoother, aftershave, deodorant, makeup remover, skin toner, evener, firming creams, wrinkle reduction creams, eye creams, contact saline rinse, contact solution, sunscreen, hand sanitizer, nail polish remover, facial mask, foot cream, bubble bath, bath and soap, hair dyes, hair relaxers, hair perms, hair thickening products, deep conditioning treatments, hair waxing, bleach creams, manicure treatments, pedicure treatments, bug repellent, sunless tanning, after sun products, skin bleaching cream, acne treatments, rosacea or sensitive skin creams, wound treatments, tooth whitening products. Now add up all of your check boxes. Total number of products in your beauty routine. How many people were surprised? Anybody want to unmute yourself at star 6 to come on and share any ahas you had? Now, once again, this does not mean we live in a bubble, but once again, it means we're grateful to Nikan that we have this full line of True Elements Marine Organic Skincare, which has the face cream, the anti-aging serum, eye serum, the velvet cleansing milk, refreshing tonic lotion, the shower gel, and the nutritional mask. So there's a lot of ingredients there that we don't have to worry about. It just means, once again, we read our labels and go the more natural route. There's even the hair dyes that are natural, and they don't use the toxic, what is it, peroxide that smells so bad? Who, I muted themselves, I hear somebody. I did.
What?
Heather. Hey, Heather. And someone else did, too.
Go ahead.
Heard you first, Heather.
So when you were reading all that, I was remembering all the different people in my life that use those cleaners for degreasers and mechanics and electricians and, I don't know, people who work on machinery. You know the stuff they're putting in their bodies? I was like, oh!
I know, and you know, they don't wear gloves because they need to,
no.
You know, I mean, a lot of times they don't wear gloves, so it's on their skin, which, like, the pores in the palms of your hand and the soles of your feet are the biggest pores in your body that just, ugh, yeah. Thank you for liver support, right?
Yeah. All of our products, every single one, and that reminded me of the book Clean. It was a doctor that wrote it. I think his name is Alexander something. And when I was really ill, I knew that it was, my body was full of toxins, and I couldn't read the book because it was always after you'd gotten rid of the toxins. Well, I was looking to get rid of them. You know, I was looking to release them, so the book is sitting there waiting for me, so I think I'll read it now.
Well, you know, once again, it's not that we need to get all, you know, and actually, as I wrote in my email last night, you guys do not need to memorize all this stuff. You don't need to know it. You know what I do? I do have a little, actually I have a little card. I wonder if I can photocopy it and send it to you guys that I carry, in the beginning I did carry with me so I could read the back of label so I could be aware of what I really wanted to avoid. Or you can even fold it up and put it in your wallet. You can pull it out, you know, especially like the glycols, the butylene and the propylene. Those are in a lot of things. The sodium lauryl sulfate, a lot of companies are aware that you want to avoid those and the parabens. And they have slightly changed them so that they are more natural. So there are a lot of companies that are becoming more conscientious. But there's a lot of things that we use every day that we don't even think about. Maybe we could just change a little. You know, once again, it can be one product a week that you change and make it a little healthier. It doesn't have to be all at once. Don't have to overwhelm yourself. But who else unmuted themselves?
It was just Carol. And I don't use it. I mean, I guess 10, and I think I counted 8. But mainly because I've done Kundalini yoga, and they recommend you don't use a lot of that, and I don't. But I was just thinking of all the people in my life that do use all that, and it is quite daunting. And I was thinking too about, again, you know, sunscreen. I was using a lot of sunscreen because of the fear of sunburn and stuff, but I stopped using that because I heard about this, that there were toxic things in the sunscreen. So,
yeah, I have a friend that's a physician's assistant, Carol, that she, I mean, I wear, if I'm going to be outside, I wear a hat and I wear sunglasses. So I mostly worry about my face. But she will not use sunscreen at all. And actually, I mean, unless you're going to be out there all day, and, you know, you may not need it every day. But
right.
You know, I have another friend that's had a couple of skin cancers, and she takes the immunity every day to help keep the skin cancer away. That's her plan. Because some of the mushrooms in there are anti-tumor and anti-cancer. And that's my friend's plan.
I believe as we get cleaner in our bodies and our minds, we get more vulnerable to the toxicity in the world. Carol, I love that you talk about Kundalini yoga. I have a lot of Ayurvedic friends, and we talk about this all the time, how as we get cleaner, I guess, more detoxified, things, we're more aware of the environmental and product things that we are putting in our body, and we're more affected by them. So as you get cleaner, less detoxified, you are more aware and more, you see it and you feel it quicker.
Right.
So you can you can not use that. You know, it's a great guidance system.
Like, and you know, just since I've been on the Vital Balance plan too, truly, if I eat sugar, I know it's making me sick. You know,
Oh, yeah, you get a reaction right away, don't you?
Yep.
Almost the minute you put it in your mouth.
I know.
Yeah. It's, well, I think we were numbified. We were mummified, maybe, even. I could consider myself mummified. I was paralyzed. And we didn't feel any of those things because I think it kind of blocks our feelings. So now we're cleaner because of that beautiful Vital Balance. Our minds and our bodies are very much cleaner. And, oh, such a joy.
Yes.
Liz, it's Marcia.
As you start getting your personal, actually, as you start getting your true elements, should be arriving this week if you ordered them in San Antonio.
Hi, Linda.
And, yeah?
It's Marcia. I just wanted to add something. When you mentioned the thing about carrying a little card around, I just checked my phone because I thought I had this. There's a free app that you can get from Environmental Working Group. Their Skin Deep database. And you can just scan a barcode or type in a product name when you're shopping, and it will give you their rating on it in terms of what's bad in it or not. So that could be helpful in terms of, you know, just not having to know everything. You can just do this, and you can see what's safe and what's not safe to get.
That's a great group.
Yeah.
Baby,
Environmental Working Group Skin Deep has an app to scan a barcode.
The Environmental Working Group is a great
EWG.
Yeah.
Okay, I see it. Skin Deep. Okay, thank you. That's a good, helpful hint. So, as you get together and have a, well, what does Brody call it? Well, the Florida group. Okay, not the Brody group. The Florida group calls it the Women, Wine, and Wellness. maybe not the wine either. But, you know, a lot of women like to have become more aware of skincare line, and this skincare line is very affordable compared to what you find at the department store, which has nothing healthy. In fact, my original video, you know, when I first was introduced to True Elements, I was having a toxic reaction to Shiseido, which I thought, well, it's Japanese, they're health-minded. Well, wrong. So, you know, this is a great information sheet to hand out to people. This is because this is what Susan Jeske, when she came here to speak at our group, I was like blown away. You don't really think about all the items that you do use throughout a day, and everywhere we go, you know, they have the antibacterial gel walking into just everything because there are super bugs out there. In fact, two of my friends have started a company, and they have a totally safe spray that you can spritz it, and it will kill even the Ebola virus. In fact, that's how they disinfected the plane that the Ebola passenger was taken into Texas on. And it's so harmless, you can even spray it in your mouth. So two of my friends have that company. They started here in St. Petersburg. So there are. And it's like, you know, so you're not actually exposing yourself to all these things that are actually preventing us from having a resistance. So, in some ways, this is like, it's kind of an alarming call. But at the same time, no. You know, we're grateful, once again, we have NECANS. So, you know, a lot of those things that we are able to use don't have those toxic ingredients. We also have the shower filter. And as Barbara always says, don't walk down the, if you're going into Home Depot, don't walk down that chemical aisle.
I was at a restaurant the other day, and one of the girls, the person I was with, got up from the table when they cleaned the table. I said, I can't take that, but, you know, any chemicals. So we kind of walked around the restaurant and came back, and the waitress said, oh, don't worry about it. My mom is like that. She makes me walk through the chemical aisle at the grocery store.
Really?
Yeah. So people are recognizing this because they literally get sick. I know somebody who will almost pass out from all those fumes.
It's called multiple chemical sensitivity. My daughter has it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, my mom's always been allergic to bleach. I mean, her hands will just start to peel as she gets into bleach. And, you know, I have toxified myself by cleaning my bathroom shower at my old house. I mean, you're just standing in it barefoot, not even thinking. Going into every single blood cell in your body. Instantly. You can, you know, instantly you can really mess up your health pretty darn fast. So.
And if you mix them, it's lethal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had a few friends that have burned all their nostrils and their lungs from
ammonia and chlorine?
Cleaning, yeah, in their bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting times. So we do have a solution, so I'm not leaving you all on a sad note here, okay?
No. We have a great note that we have solutions and we have alternatives to all that.
And and it's amazing. It's not just, they created this. No, this is an awesome, fantastic line that everybody's skin really, really loves. And it's for men and women and teenagers and everybody. So we are very happy and grateful that we can limit how many toxins that we are exposing ourselves to every day. Thank you.
Hey, Linda. Linda?